So, so let's play with it from there. So thinking of your shoulds that you have when we started, can you wiggle back to what the feeler really is?
Loss.
And so could you play with the opposite end? What if you had no fear of loss? How could you show up?
Wow.
And here's the thing, when you have no fear of loss, it means you're not in attachment. It means you can usually get what you want. But when you're in fear, you usually get what you fear most. Because the attachment is so strong, because fear will support your attachment. Fear has no job but to multiply itself, to expand itself, okay? So every should is based, and you can wiggle back to the fear that is running. When I say I should, I don't know, yoga or eat better or call somebody, all I'm really saying is I don't know that I'm safe in protecting myself from a bad experience later, right? I'm gonna feel bad about not doing this. I mean, humans are really simple. We just wanna feel good. We don't wanna feel bad. But we have all this other craziness in there that doesn't really let us have that pure experience, right? Because we have believed as species that judgment would protect us. And so when we're shooting, like the women that are shooting you, they just feel bad that they said they would help and then they drop the ball. They'd rather you feel bad than they help, right? And then your engagement with the shooting or the criticism is, you weren't really honest in the first place. You didn't want to do it. You don't even like those people. You don't want to do a party with them or for them. You don't want to work long distance. But you didn't have enough self-respect or respect of them to just say that. And now your discomfort is that they'll think bad of you. Well, too late. But the should, the judgment is that you care what they think. Do you really? Do you want to go visit them?
No, not really.
So isn't it interesting that we get caught up in this icky feeling because we should care what everybody thinks about us? That one's hard to get through, right? That one's really painful. We should care what everyone thinks about us. And can we control what other people think about us, what they project on us, what they use us for, what stories they make up about us? No. We can barely control our own vision of ourselves. Much less what somebody else is projecting, right? So,